He had a Hall of Fame career on the field.
Paul Molitor is the first player in the history of baseball to get a triple on his 3,000th hit.
And now he's making out the lineup card for his hometown team.
I'd like to introduce the 13th manager of the Minnesota Twins, Paul Molitor.
This is the Paul Molitor Show, your chance to hear directly from the manager on the state of your team. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris.
Well, good morning. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another edition of the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris. Morris playing hurt, battling through a, what are we calling? What do you got?
I think it's called bronchitis.
Bronchitis? Yeah. That's a pretty fancy word. I thought that was a type of dinosaur.
Yeah, we'll it's kind of like a bucking bronco. You just stay on.
Well, we'll see if we can stay on all day long. It's the Paul Molitor Show, and it wouldn't be the Paul Molitor Show without Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Just shooing some people out of my office. How you guys doing?
You're a very popular man there in Milwaukee. In fact,
you crept up on me.
You have to be the only visiting manager who gets a bobblehead doll, right, in a visiting ballpark. Has that ever happened before?
You know, I don't know if I can even begin to speculate if that's happened. It's obviously a nice gesture by the club to do that. And, I don't know, there might be some guys that have returned different places, the guys that have had good careers and more than, you know, Lou Piniella, I can think he maybe can get one somewhere along the way, maybe not where he was currently. But, yeah, hopefully, it is a good luck charm today and we can find a way to win the series.
Paul, you played most of your career there in Milwaukee at a different ballpark. When you go into that new ballpark, Miller Park, do you see big differences, or is it still Milwaukee to you?
It's still Milwaukee to me, Jack, as far as just kind of how, you know, the ebbs and flows of this community. It's kind of like a big small town, you know. There's a lot of cohesiveness between the people. They're obviously huge baseball fans. I had a chance to go through the C-League experience, a new exhibit here at Miller Park on Friday, and it really depicts the passion that this city has for Major League Baseball. The park's obviously tremendously different. You know, the old one, been around for a long time. For people that hadn't been here, it had a little bit of a similar look to it as the old Met did in the Twin Cities. But this new park is fantastic with the retractable roof, and they draw well. It's same atmosphere, same people, but definitely a different venue.
Now, I never had the privilege of going to County Stadium. Obviously, both of you gentlemen did. I was told County Stadium had a smell unlike any stadium in Major League Baseball. Is that fair, and did that smell get over to Miller Park?
Jack, I don't know what you thought. It wasn't like a what you would call a terrible odor, but I think between the fact that they went through their fair share of beer here, they use the old-fashioned kegs, and, you know, a lot of it gets spilled throughout the course of a day. Plus it was an old ballpark. I think that was probably what you could tell, especially if you were down in the tunnels underneath the stadium.
Yeah, you just add a little bit of smoky fragrance to that from the tailgating outside.
And oh, yeah.
Not bad.
I think that was a combination.
Nothing wrong with that. We should probably talk at some point about baseball here, Paul. And the Brewers gave you guys fits here at Target Field, and they came out swinging in Game 1 at Miller Park as well, and that's what they're built to do. They're built to hit home runs. They also have given up more home runs and you guys than anybody in baseball. You returned the favor yesterday. But how critical of a rubber game is this for you, being where you are in the season and where you are in this stretch of schedule where you're going to be on the road here for the next couple games?
Well, I wouldn't use the word critical. I mean, obviously you're looking for consistency from your team to find ways to compete on the road, to win series when you're given an opportunity. We've had five games against these guys, and they, you know, you can look at their record, whatever you want to say about it, but they have people here that are really good players. I mean, they were in first place last year for 4.5 months with a lot of these same players. So they've played well. They swung the bats really good off Trevor Friday night, and we let kind of a early Dozier home run just kind of slip right through our fingers there. But we did bounce back, and, today Tommy's heading out there, and he's been throwing the ball well. Offense isn't going to look too much different than yesterday, and, you know, you just hope you can find a way to win and win the first series, especially when you're starting a three-city road trip.
Paul, before we get to some of the new body parts and some of the worn-out body parts, talk a little bit about Kyle Gibson. I read an article, MLB.com, that you had a little conversation before his game, told him to be more aggressive. Seemed to be good results from that.
Well, you know, I don't think Gibby kind of loses his aggressiveness. I think sometimes, you know, you go into situations and maybe not quite getting the results, and you know, sometimes it's just not being able to command the movement that your pitches have. And we just had seen a trend, at least in the, you know, a few starts where, you know, yeah, we saw some 0-2s go to 3-2, and, you know, the pitch counts are getting up there 80-90 in the fourth inning. And I think he knows that his stuff plays in the zone. It's just that good. It's just always not going to be there. I just want to make sure he still had that mindset of attacking and going after guys, because his stuff really tough. It's really difficult to square up. And, you know, yesterday he was better. You know, he had the sixth inning where pitch count got up there, some guys battled, had some long at-bats. But overall, he was much more efficient.
Yeah, and the Twins got a big win yesterday. They go for a series win today. We're just getting started with the Paul Molitor Show. If you'd like to join us, 877-38-TWINS. That's 877-388-9467. A lot of topics on the table. We'll talk about both Santanas, Byron Buxton, Alex Meyer, and a whole lot more when we return on your home for Twins baseball.
Here at the ballpark, each and every day, crouching down, catching heat, all but invisible. Your job lacks glory and limelight, but offers plenty of aches and pains. Truth is, somebody has to be the hero, and somebody has to prepare him for it. So keep on, bullpen catcher. We've got you covered. Ace brand braces, supports, and elastic bandages. Proud sponsor of Minnesota Twins baseball.
Baseball season is finally here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of the Minnesota Twins. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win huge cash prizes. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code MNTWINS to play for free. That's MNTWINS at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of the Minnesota Twins.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, there's the end of the inning. Before the next batter steps to the plate, let's get something on our plate.
New to the ballpark this season, but a familiar name and truck in Twins territory is Schwann's, delivering their gourmet caprese burger, flatbread sandwiches, and crispy classic freschetta pizzas.
And if you're still craving cheese, try Finacho's Zesty Nachos, or satisfy your sweet tooth with some Edie's Creamy Soft Serve Ice Cream or Nestle Frozen Novelty Treats.
Target Field concessions and sponsors. Made in Twins territory, supporting Twins territory, and enjoy in Twins territory.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Chris Atterbury, Jack Morris here at Target Field. Paul Molitor at Miller Park in Milwaukee, where the Twins square off with the Brewers later on this afternoon before heading off to the Queen City of Cincinnati. And Paul, off day in name only on Thursday, because that was a very busy day for the organization. Roster moves, guys heading to the DL. Let's start with Byron. Obviously a tough break for Byron, who's missed more than enough time already in his young career. But in terms of impacting what you guys are trying to do as a major league club right now, how much of an impact the Buxton injury?
Well, you know, it leaves a void for us out there, particularly with, you know, Aaron still in his rehab process. So I feel bad for the kid. Byron fit in here very well in a very short amount of time. Guys got to know him in spring training. You know, I think even in very small increments, he was showing improvement at bat and day to day. You know, he's unfortunately had to deal with the injury bug a lot early in his career, and I hope that he doesn't get that label because it's undeserved. He plays a very high speed game, and he plays it violently and aggressively and fearlessly. And sometimes things are going to happen, and I think he's going to learn how to protect his body a little bit as he gets a little bit older. But it's disappointing in that, you know, I was looking forward to watch him grow and help us be a good team here through the end of the first half and into the second half. And, you know, it's just going to be one of those things where he's going to have to take the time that he needs to get himself well. And, you know, well, in the meanwhile, we're going to, you know, we got different people that can play out there. We'll see how Aaron does in his rehab, and then we'll go forward from there.
Aaron had four at-bats DHing the other day. They were rained out yesterday. He hopes to be back on the field today. One interesting bit, just of timing, was Danny Santana actually played center field on the same night that Byron sustained the injury on Tuesday night. Brad Stile on Friday told us on our pregame lineup card that the plan all along was for Danny to go to Rochester, play shortstop for a week, and then play both left and center to make him more of a versatile player and give you guys some options utility-wise moving forward. Was that always the plan then with Danny? And now that he's back, he played one game at shortstop. How do you see him moving forward?
Well, you know, the bait when Danny went down was should we start playing him around a little bit? You know, I was the guy who kind of decided that I thought Danny would be best suited to be our shortstop this year, and offensively, it didn't happen for him. I thought he progressed pretty well defensively as he got back to the speed of the game in the infield at a major league level. You know, now as we have moving parts, as you mentioned, I think having that versatility is a good thing. It's tough to just stick him out there in center field with only one game under his belt. I could do that. But for now, I'd like to see him back here in the infield. If on a given day, you know, double switchers or whatever, the more positioned guys can play, the better, obviously.
Your first look and thoughts about Alex Meyer?
Well, I think he was fairly composed the other night, Jack. I think he was excited, you know, making his debut. Obviously, the move to the bullpen expedited his arrival time here in the major leagues. He got out of a jam in the first, which is a good thing, and then the second inning he found out that if you pitch behind here, it doesn't matter how hard you throw, guys are going to put good swings on you. And in talking to him after his outing, he understood that. I don't think it was nerves or anything like that that caused that to happen. He's just going to be a guy that we know, you know, his location in the strike zone is going to be important. Getting his breaking ball over is going to be important. And I'm excited about getting back out there, hopefully here sometime in the near future.
The word on the street, Paul, is that the other Santana, Irvin, is going to be back on the mound for the Twins a week from today. You got anything that you can elaborate on and what might happen?
Well, we're in constant conversation between myself and particularly Neil and Eddie and trying to figure out what we're going to do as far as the rotation is concerned. It hasn't been solidified as far as how that's going to play out. We have people. They're going to get their regular turns here throughout the week before we get into Kansas City, particularly July 5th. We're going to have to make a decision. It's not going to be an easy one because I can't really tell you that one guy sticks out as the guy who should, you know, go to the bullpen or whatever you decide to do. So the good news is that talking to people down there, his starts are coming along fine. I think his first one was probably a little better than his second one in terms of command. You know, you faced a lineup up there with Pawtucket, Boston's AAA club, that included four or five really good big league hitters. So, you know, he's getting the experience that he needs. I think we're all looking forward to the boost that he brings to our club, just the fact that he's an experienced guy with a good track record who knows how to win, and we think it's going to be a good thing for our team.
Paul, I would say you never want to, you know, have to make really hard decisions, I guess, but maybe you do because it's better to have five guys throwing the ball well and try to figure out where to plug in a quality arm than to have an easy decision where you know right out of the gate because somebody's not performing. I guess, in a way, good problem to have.
Well, I think if this would have happened over the past 3 or 4 years, people would have said it's, you know, you could have made the decision without having to think about it too much. But this year, because of performance, which is a good thing, that it's going to make it a little bit more challenging. And who's ever involved, we're going to have to make sure we shape it and let them know their value and how it's going to continue to be important for us. And we're going to try to do what's best in terms of giving us a chance to win every day that we play.
It's the Paul Molitor Show. He's Paul Molitor. Jack Morris here in studio. We'll welcome your calls as well, 877-388-9467. Back with more in a moment with the Twin Skipper right here in your home for Twins baseball.
get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit TwinsCommunityFund.org. That's TwinsCommunityFund.org.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Every Tuesday is a U.S. Bank Value Pack Day at Target Field. Purchase a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View ticket and receive a free Schweigert hot dog and Pepsi. For more information, go to twinsbaseball.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury, Jack Morris in studio here at Target Field. Paul Molitor shoot out most of the visitors and well-wishers there in the manager's office at Miller Park in Milwaukee. Paul, we were talking about Danny Santana and his versatility, going to maybe play around a little bit. What does that mean for your shortstop position? You feeling good with the two Eduardos there?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the pitching situation. You know, Nunez was playing really well, provided a spark for us, I think, when we were running them out there fairly consistently. I'm going to try to keep all these guys involved the best that I can and kind of look to rotate around and give people a chance to play. I'm going to put Danny back out there today. He threw away a ball early in the game but came back and made some nice plays. I thought his at-bats were fairly good. For the most part, you know, he expanded the zone on a 3-2 count, I think, in his last at-bat. But, you know, I think it's important for him to be in there. So, I'm comfortable putting any of those guys out there. They all can make plays, and they're all athletic enough to handle that position. It's just right now we don't have a set guy that we're putting in there every day.
Paul, I think back of the old ancient days when baseball managers could pencil in a lineup blindfolded and know that their players were going to play every single game of the season. And it seems like the art of staying healthy and playing every day is more and more disappearing in the game. Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, I know as a manager, you really appreciate guys that you can, for the most part, count on just writing their name down. We don't have a ton of those guys because we do have moving parts, maybe a little bit more so than I would prefer at this stage of the season. You know, both Dozier and Plouffe are my two guys that, you know, I might give them a blow every blue moon, but for the most part, if they're healthy, they're going to play. You got to protect your guys a little bit more seasoned and make sure you keep them fresh, and I would put Torrey and Joe in more in that category. And then, you know, Rosario's kind of earned this, at least for now, an opportunity to play most of the games. I like having those guys. They certainly make it easier for you when you can count on people day in and day out. But, you know, it has changed somewhat, Jack. You know, you pride yourself on being a guy that you could play 155 to 160 games if you were healthy. But it's a little bit changed as far as the mindset of some of the players, I think.
You're sending your left-hander Tommy Malone to the hill today. Tommy's done very well. How does he stack up against this Milwaukee lineup?
Well, you have a fairly good feeling in the fact that I think the Brewers are, as a team, 40 or 50 points lower facing left-handed pitching. But, you know, that only goes so far. You have to go out there and execute and do what you do. Now, he's on a pretty good roll as far as how he's been performing. And His ability to command his pitches and use both sides of the plate. He's probably got one of the best changeups on our team, and I'm sure that'll be an effective pitch for him today, whether it's righties or lefties. But it'll be fun to see him swing, too. You know, Tommy's a guy who likes to swing that bat, and he's going to get a chance to get some hacks in there today. So we'll see how he does when he gets that opportunity. Hopefully he gets about three at-bats. That'll be a good sign for us.
He did hit a home run on the first pitch he saw in the big league, so he'll always have that in his back pocket.
Yes, he will, and he reminds us of that every day. So.
Do you feel like, you mentioned the changeup, this Brewers team is not afraid to swing. They're going to take some big cuts. Does his mix match up well with that style in terms of maybe trying to turn that aggressiveness on them?
Well, it does, because I think his, you know, he's smart enough to understand those guys that are particularly labeled as first pitch swingers, and they have a handful of those guys. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't throw a strike. You just have to make sure you get in a good spot. You know, you go through their lineup, and there's a, you know, you can just name almost everybody in there that's going to be ready to swing from the moment they get in that box. So it's just a matter of being able to use that to your advantage.
Yeah, Jack's been lamenting all the first pitch hits you got off him back in the day, earlier here this morning. So that's a topic that's been hot on our minds all day long. Paul Molitor from Milwaukee. Jack Morris is here in studio. We got one final segment. Twins and Brewers coming up later this afternoon right here on your home for Twins baseball.
What does Ford have to do with that vacation you've been dreaming of? More than you'd think. The Certified Pre-Owned Summer Sales Event is going on now. Every Certified Pre-Owned Ford vehicle has to pass a 172-point inspection by factory-trained technicians and comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 12-month, 12,000-mile limited warranty. Ford Credit also offers 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on select vehicles. With savings and quality like that, your Certified Pre-Owned Ford can help you save for and get you to your dream vacation. Find the perfect certified pre-owned Ford for you at your local Northland Ford dealer. Visit northlandford.com and your local Northland Ford dealer today. See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details. Vehicle availability varies by dealership. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR for 72 months at $1,471 per month per $1,000 financed on select vehicles regardless of down payment. Take delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/15. Residency restrictions may apply. See dealer for qualifications and details.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Paul Molitor Show, final day in Milwaukee for the Minnesota Twins, and they head off to Cincinnati before Kansas City wraps up this three-city trip. Jack Morris here in studio, Paul Molitor in Milwaukee. And, Paul, you mentioned your lineup a little bit. You guys got a look at Fires last time out. He's been a solid guy for the Milwaukee rotation. What did you learn about him the first time you saw him at Target Field?
Well, you know, he's a young guy, but he's done well. And, you know, we had some guys that I think had a fairly good approach to him last time. You know, he can move the ball both ways. It's, you know, you kind of get describing pitchers. Almost everybody now has both a two-seamer and either a four-seamer or a cutter to go along with it. And, you know, he showed us that he knows how to, kind of like we talked about Malone, he'll take advantage if you get over-aggressive with him and try to expand the zone a little bit. So, getting good pitches to hit and try to get in good situations. You know, we hit a couple home runs yesterday, Torrey, and we had a couple the first day. It's just a matter of trying to piece together some innings. If you mix in some long balls, that's always a good thing. But it's just that fine line of aggressiveness and patience that you need when you face a guy like this.
You know, you talk about Torrey, and he went through a little bit of a dry spell there. Every hitter goes up and down, but, well, you could just see him on the verge of breaking out. He broke out in a big way, and Mauer's been on base seemingly twice a game, every game for about the past week and a half. Middle of the lineup starting to heat up again.
Well, it's good to see. I think both Joe's at-bats and Torrey, you know, for me, they really haven't changed a lot. There's been times when, as you mentioned, it's been a little drier. But, yeah, Joe's been doing fine, getting his hits, getting on base, taking his walks. You know, Torrey, even when the power numbers kind of were hard to come by for a while, his at-bats were good. So, yeah, it makes you feel good when the middle lineup starts to heat up a little bit. And, you know, we went through a fairly long stretch where runs were really tough to come by, and I think we're starting to slowly break out of that.
Paul, when you make up your lineup card pretty much on a daily basis, you've got to have a few guys where you just know that no matter what, you're going to depend on them. And you probably always have a few guys that you just are pulling for in a positive way, but don't really know what you're going to get. Is that true, or is that just something I'm making up in my own mind?
Well, I think that's fairly accurate, Jack. You know, you kind of count on your certain handful of players. You know, I think we all know that Dozier's turned into a very formidable force in terms of what he can do and offense he can provide. You know, Trevor's on a pace to have, you know, over 20 home runs and drive anywhere from 80 to 90 runs. And of course, Joe and Torrey. And then the other guys, you know, we're really looking to hope that Danny can get on track because we saw how valuable he could be when he's swinging the bat. And, you know, Kurt's had a little bit of a tough first half, but I think he's starting to show some signs too. And so, yeah, you know, you put them guys out there. Some days when you change the parts that are more flexible as far as who you put in there, you just kind of go on your gut and who might show up and have a good day and contribute to you winning the game. So, you know, you never know for sure, but you try to have some kind of an idea of what you're doing when you put it together.
The other question, I guess the same kind of question, referring to the bullpen. You've got, it seems like, guys that are going to be in the game if the game's going to be decided with a W, and then there's guys that are going to be in the game when the game's kind of getting blown out. Are you confident of what you have in the bullpen for the long run?
Well, we've been doing really well when we've had a chance, tied ahead late. Guys are really stepping up and getting big outs late in the game. You know, all three of our righties preceding Perkins, whether it's, you know, Presley, Boyer, or Fiend, I think they're all throwing the ball really well. We're still trying to get a little more consistency from both Dunsing and Thompson. And then your longer guys, of course, with Graham and Meyer. So, it's shaping up pretty well. I think guys are comfortable in how we're using them for the most part. You know, our starters, other than Trevor the other day, which hopefully is the aberration, you know, they're giving us a chance to get deeper into games, which is going to help your bullpen over the long season.
Paul, good luck getting one today, and grab one of those bobbleheads. You can add it to your collection here in the studio if you want to.
All right, we'll try to bring you one back to the studio.
All right, take care.
All right,
you guys have a good
Sunday.
That's Paul Molitor. This is the Paul Molitor Show. Jack, final seconds. Biggest worry for me today is you got to get healthy, so I'm going to send you home.
I'm working on that.
I'm going to send you to bed. I want you to curl up and sleep away the rest of the day.
Very good.
All right, that's Jack Morris. He's going to get better. He'll be back healthier than ever in the coming weeks. Twins, of course, tangling with the Brewers in Milwaukee. If you missed any of the show, check it out online at twinsbaseball.com. You've been enjoying the Paul Molitor Show right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.